This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, hey, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. Today. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. There's a new company called ExoWatt. They're a forward-thinking renewable energy company, and they recently launched an energy system tailored for powering large-scale data centers, accompanied by a substantial $20 million seed investment. The financial backing includes contributions from Sam Altman of OpenAI, the CEO. And the company's flagship product, the ExoWatt P3, introduces a novel energy solution by combining a heat collector, a heat battery, and a heat engine. The tri-component system facilitates the consistent supply of power and heat by storing solar energy in a thermal battery, a method that allows energy retention for up to 24 hours. Now, these data centers, which are powering things like OpenAI, need a ton of power, and that is why Sam Altman is one of the financial backers, because they also need a lot of money to get this startup off the ground. And Sam is trying to tap into that power for the power structure of OpenAI. ExoWatt scales in technology over time. The company projects that it could provide electricity at cost potential as low as 0.01 cents per kilowatt hour. Such pricing would position ExoWatt as a more affordable position option than both fossil fuels and other renewable resources, potentially altering the competitive landscape of energy sources altogether. Now, the shift to storing heat rather than electricity sets ExoWatt apart in the renewable energy sector. It offers an economical alternative to traditional electrochemical batteries, sidestepping the reliance on rare earth minerals as well, and enabling around-the-clock energy dispatch regardless of external conditions. Now, the CEO and co-founder of ExoWatt showed that there's a shift in cost-effective deployment capability of the system. He said, "ExoWatt's modular system can be deployed rapidly and cost-effectively, and it's available right now this year. They are ready to tackle immediate and escalating energy demands from OpenAI and other data centers around the country, especially those driven by the tech center. Now, the need for such innovative energy solution is showing that there's a rapid expansion of AI tech, with demand increasingly significant amounts of power. Now, Jack Abraham, Atomic CEO and co-founder of ExoWatt, stressed this point, stating that exponential growth rate of AI models, which doubles every 3 months, significantly boosts the power requirements of these data centers. And the participation of Sam Altman's in this funding round is particularly significant given his leadership role at OpenAI, one of the lead entities in the AI field. And Altman's investment is seen not just as financial backing, but as a strategic alignment with ExoWatt's mission to power the next generation of AI infrastructure substantially. Now, Exawatt is the new leader in this type of technology. Catherine Boyle, general partner at Andreessen Horowitz, said, by committing to full U.S. manufacturing with domestically sourced components, this is important, domestically sourced components. They want everything to be made in the United States. Exawatt will significantly strengthen our national infrastructure and resilience. As we all saw during the pandemic, it was a difficult time to get parts. It was a difficult time to get basically anything that was imported from another country. So the resilience on domestically sourced components is fundamental in keeping the lights on for this power company. Now, when a reported demand backlog exceeded 500 megawatts for U.S. data centers, Exawatt is positioned to start rolling out its systems later this year, aiming to capture a substantial portion of the market very swiftly. And the founders of Exawatt, Hanan Parvizian and Jack Abraham, bring a mix of expertise and entrepreneurial experience from the energy and technology sectors. Their backgrounds are instrumental in shaping the company's strategic direction going forward and operational capabilities. Abraham's role in founding and developing Atomic into a prominent venture studio underlines the innovative nature of Exawatt. His history of identifying and nurturing companies that address major global issues aligns with the foundational goals of Exawatt. Now, the launch strategy focuses on integrating advanced solar tech with cost-effective thermal storage to offer a reliable energy source for data centers. It not only promotes sustainability, but it also aligns with global energy conservation goals. And to align with federal initiatives and reduce dependency on international supply chains, particularly those from China, Exawatt, of course, prioritizes the use of U.S. manufacturing components. This strategy enhances the company's ability to subsidize under recent climate legislation while also bolstering national energy independence. The growing consumption of energy by the AI sector has a critical challenge right now that Exawatt is addressing. And the company's technology and strategic investor support, including Sam Altman, signify a proactive approach to substantial and economically viable energy solutions. Altman's involvement brings additional credibility and visibility to Exawatt. Maybe they can get some big-name investors there, linking its technological innovations directly with the needs of the AI industry, which is under increasing pressure to mitigate its environmental impact. Now, Exawatt's modular and scalable technology is designed to adapt seamlessly to both small and also large-scale energy needs, providing a versatile solution for the diverse requirements of modern data centers and industrial facilities. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.